Before I take you back to this episode, I want to let you know that you can book me for training and workshops around negotiation and conflict resolution. And that could be in a half a day, a full day. It can be online or face to face. So just email admin@lifemediation.com.au and let us know that you're interested. And then we work out what it is that you need and how we can move forward.
Welcome to episode 3 of Conversations to Cut the Conflict. And this episode is all about how every little conversation between you and your partner really matters. We don't often think about these small, simple conversations that we have all day, every day with our partner. But these conversations are the ones that really matter. We create great habits in these conversations or really bad habits. And think about it, if you cannot negotiate and work through simple small disagreements and conflict, how are you going to deal with conversations that really matter? So let's just start talking about that. I am Lizanna Eriks. I'm a conflict resolution specialist and I've been a mediator and facilitator for over 12 years. I've been a finalist for the Australian Mediator of the Year Award for the last 2 years and I train, coach and mentor people to become highly effective in conflict resolution and negotiation so they can create the relationships they want in their homes and their boardrooms. Over the years, I've become deeply passionate about conflict resolution and negotiation because I see how much suffering it is causing people, and it just does not have to be this way. When people truly get how conflict impacts their life and put the work in to get effective at conflict resolution, they get to experience deep connections with other people, freedom, self-expression, and love. Have a look at the highlights on my Instagram page, LizannaEriks_lifemediation, to find out more about what I do and why I do it. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you the conversations, insight, and tools you need for you to switch on your inner conflict resolution and negotiation muscles and get you to a completely different level where you can resolve conflict powerfully and create the relationships you want in your life. Think about it. What would life be like if you would not be afraid of dealing with conflict and you would deal with it easily and quickly? It would change the game dramatically, wouldn't it? So let's get into talking about how to do this. Welcome to Conversations to Cut the Conflict. Welcome to yet another episode of Conversations to Cut the Conflict. And what I'm going to talk to you about in this episode is how every conversation that you have with your partner actually matters. We don't notice all the little conversations we have all day because we have so many of them. And often we don't actually consciously deal with them. And often they don't go that well and they actually have a really big impact on your relationship. So that's what we're going to talk about today and how you can get conscious of those conversations and actually do them in a much more effective and better way so you know you can really build the relationship that you want. So what I want to talk to you about today is how we go through life not taking note of the everyday conversations that we have with our partners and loved ones, and that we just, you know, take everything for granted and we just, I don't know, we think that these conversations are not important and that they don't matter. But I'm here to tell you that they really, really matter, and they actually really deteriorate your relationship over a period of time if these conversations don't go well over and over again. You know, basically you negotiate and you work through conflict like on a daily basis with your partner, like I don't know how many times, you know, and it's all the simple conversations such as, you know, who's going to bring the kids to school and, you know, who's going to do the washing and, you know, I need to do some exercise, so can you do this for me instead? Or I don't know, there are so many things you negotiate with your partner about on a day-to-day basis, and you make requests of each other all the time, and there is conflict coming out of that all the time, or disagreement, because conflict, sometimes people look at it as conflict is this really big thing, but it could just be a disagreement and you can work through that disagreement or you can't. So it can go two ways, right? So it's really, really important to really take note of these conversations. And I'll tell you why. So I'll give you a bit of an example of what happened actually this week in my household, and I shared it on my Instagram page. But basically, I had a really busy day, and you know, I like to cook to relax after, you know, if I have time to, you know, just switch my brain off for a moment and really cook. So it was really cold here in Perth for the first time in ages. So I felt like a really nice curry. So here I am in the kitchen, you know, cutting my vegetables, and my husband comes in and he goes, "What are you cooking?" And I said, "Well, I'm cooking a curry." And he's like, "Well, that doesn't look like ingredients for a curry. Let me help you, or let me make it." And because I, you know, I don't really want those ingredients in the curry, and I'm happy to do it if you, you know, want to just relax a little bit, or, you know, play with the children or things like that. And I got really annoyed because I was like, I'm trying to relax here, having a bit of cooking time, and now you're going to interfere with my cooking. So the interesting part of this was that we actually got in a bit of an argy-bargy about it. And, you know, and I can hear you think, well, it's not really important, is it? It's just about a curry. Yes, no, it isn't, but it actually is. And like, listen to the end of the conversation, and then you realize why this conversation was so important for us and also for our children. So basically, because I do this for a living, I notice very much when I get agitated and what's happening to me, because I've obviously been trained in that for a long period of time. And I just went, okay, I'm getting really agitated and I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I actually want to be left alone and cook, and I just want him to go away. That was the short version of it. So I started arguing with him, and I said that. I said, "Can you just leave me alone? I really need to cook this dinner." And he said, "Well, I just really want you to listen for a moment." So I actually stopped myself and went, okay, there is obviously something he has on his mind. And he said, "Oh, first of all, I haven't seen you all day, and I would really like to, you know, cook and hang out together for a little bit. So that would be really nice to do. And second of all, I really, really don't like broccoli and cauliflower in curry. I mean, I actually really like it, but he doesn't." He said, "It just really ruins my meal. And I know that they need to be used, but I'll cook something tomorrow that we use that up in, I promise." So the thing is, like, our experience was very different of that conversation in the beginning. I was really like, okay, you know, you just interfering and you think my cooking is not good enough. That was went through my mind. And his mind was like, okay, I really want to eat something I like, but I also want to spend some time with my wife and I just want to help her. I know she had a busy day. So you can see how those experiences were very different. So I stopped and I said, okay, listen, I'm happy not to put the cauliflower through, but I really do want a little bit of broccoli. And we negotiated about the ingredients. He had some great ideas about sweet potato and potato and whatnot. And we just worked through it and we talked about it and we end up cooking together and had a really, really great night. But the other version of this could have been that we would have argued about this and we would have argued about this for a long time and then we would have had an awful evening. Because what is predictable to happen for a lot of people is the following. We start talking about something that is really unimportant. Well, it looks like unimportant. So, you know, in this case for me, it was about a curry, but it could be about anything. So think about things that you talk about with your partner. Like I said before, you know, who's taking the kids to school, or who's doing groceries, or can you do the washing for me? Or I'm just talking about household things now, but it could be anything, right? So think about a situation that has happened to you and your partner before. And then often what it turns into very quickly is that it moves away from the subject that you're talking about. So all of a sudden, it's not about this curry anymore. All of a sudden, it is about, you never listened to me. Let's just take my example and to see how that could have worked out with me, my husband. I could have gone, you always interfere when I do things. You never think what I do is good enough. So basically you're dragging up all sorts of resentments and actually opinions or views you have of the other person into the conflict. So it's no longer about the issue. The issue was we both wanted different ingredients in the curry. But now the issue have become, you never listen to me, you don't support me, you always interfere, you don't think what I do is good enough. That's how that could have gone, right? And then you get a major conflict. And often people don't work it out at all. And they just leave it. They both get upset. One person leaves, or it becomes a really grumpy, you know, one of those evenings where no one really talks, but everyone feels that there's something in the air. And everyone's like, whatever, that kind of environment. So, and that, if that happens all the time with every little conflict you have, that actually has a major impact on your relationship. So every time you have an interaction and it's a simple conversation, it's a simple negotiation, but you end up in a really big fight that ends up in examples I just gave you around you not supportive, you're not listening, then that really, you know, deteriorates your relationship surely. And as you can see, it gets, you know, bigger than Ben-Hur. But not only that, look at all the little arguments you have with your partner, and I probably guarantee that, you know, these conversations or these, the conflict that you will have, not, and it doesn't matter what subject you start off with, that the conversation is similar each time. So the same themes will show up. So like I said, it's all someone's not supportive or doesn't listen or whatever your version is, that will keep showing up even though you're talking about, this time you talked about a curry and next time you talked about the car and the other time you talked about parenting or whatever it might be. So have a look at that and really notice that these conversations are reoccurring conversations. And so you start talking about the person and you stop talking about the issue, right? The other part of this is that our children were watching this conversation. So of course, it was about a curry. We established that that is not a really important conversation in the scheme of things. But for our kids, they could see that I was getting annoyed. They could hear it in my voice. They could see that we disagreed about the ingredients. We were not on the same page about these ingredients. And they could see that we worked through it. So we did that in front of them. We had the conversation. And then they could see we had a really nice evening after. So what that does is that children are watching us, right? And we tell our kids to do things, but I promise that what they see us do is a much more powerful conversation than trying to tell them to do something. So I see this all the time with, you know, people I work with. They tell their children to, you know, be kind and be passionate, but then they have a conflict with their ex-partner and they actually act very unkind and not, you know, compassionate and nasty. And that's what their kids see. So, you know, I always say to my clients, what do you think your kids are going to take from this? Will they listen to what you say they should do? Or are they going to take on what you are portraying in front of them? And it's can be a very confronting thing to think about. But all these little interactions that you have with your partner, your children will be watching. And even if you don't have children, when you are having these conversations over and over again, it gets really, really tiring. Because how many negotiations would you have with your partner on a daily basis? I really can't count them. I speak to my husband, even if we're not at home, on the phone or things, and we have to work something out. We have a lot of projects on the go. We have a lot of, you know, very equal in our relationship, and that requires a lot of negotiation. If one person would be the boss in the relationship, so to speak, it might be a lot easier. Not that I want that, but so there's a lot of negotiation going on all the time. So I couldn't even tell you how many of those conversations I have with him a day. But if none of these conversations go well, you train yourself and your partner in that you are communicating badly with each other over and over again. So you're creating really, really bad habits in, and they're all around small conversations. I just want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. You can get full access to free training in which I will give you 3 simple communication techniques that can change everything in your relationship. All you have to do is visit don'truinyourrelationship.com. People pay money to get trained by me, and you can get access to this training for free. So do yourself a favor and make sure you watch this free training now at don'truinyourrelationship.com. So, you know, my question to you is, what will happen if you actually have a really big issue that you need to deal with, and yet something that really, really matters, and all those little conversations that you had over time are all in the background of, you know, of now, of that important conversation? So it is probably likely that that conversation doesn't go well because you guys don't have an experience of resolving conflict powerfully. And the other thing is that it's all subconscious. Because we feel that all these little conversations are not important, they just, you know, futile conversations, we don't even actually deal with it. We just have them and we don't have a great interaction, and then we just leave them. I think it's often the case that people don't even go back to it and say, oh, that interaction was not great, or I do apologize. So it's all very unconscious, and it probably goes for the both of you, right? So I guess my whole point of this conversation is that we relate to these conversations as unimportant, but they are the foundations of your relationships because these are the conversations that you have the most, okay? And these are the conversations that your kids see you have. So it can go a couple of ways. Your kids see you disagree about something and you work through it. And your experience is, yes, we can work through stuff. Yes, you know, sometimes we disagree with each other, but we listen to each other. We figure out what's important for both of us and we work through this simple conversation. Or nothing ever gets worked out. So the relationship with conflict between you guys comes around, but we can't do it. It always ends up in an argument. And one of the things that people do is they stop talking to each other altogether, or they don't negotiate. They go too hard. I can't be bothered anymore. And that is also what your kids will see and experience. So that might impact their relationship with conflict and conflict resolution over, you know, when they're adults and how they deal with things. So, you know, I guess what's important now to talk about is what can you do about it? Okay, so you don't have these conversations that go badly in your home all the time because it creates a horrible atmosphere and it's just really unpleasant. The first thing is to really get conscious about it. So I think listening to this podcast might have given you some insight and you go, oh my God, I didn't even realize that that's what we were doing. I never actually take note. So the first thing is to actually take note. So take note when you're negotiating and when you disagree with your partner, because we do it on a daily basis and we don't even recognize it. So really think about it, and now you probably start seeing it. It's a bit like when you buy a new car and, you know, you buy a new blue car, you've never seen that car anywhere, and now you just see that car everywhere on the road because you obviously have sort of now, you know, you see it now because you're conscious of it. And before, it was not something that you were looking for. So when you start looking for these conversations, you will see them in your relationship. So that's the first thing. Get conscious and you will start noticing it. And then bring it to your partner's attention. You can say, hey, listen, have you noticed that, you know, we have all these little conversations and negotiations and little disagreements all day, and we never seem to actually be able to resolve it. You know, that's a real problem for me. You can ask your partner to listen to this podcast so they get an idea of what it is that you're talking about. But if they don't want to do that, just talk about what you learned in the podcast and say, hey, I just really, you know, see an issue with this, because if we can't work through simple things, how are we going to work through really difficult scenarios and things that are really matter to us, okay? But when you have this conversation with your partner, just make sure that they don't experience blame, because it's really not something that is their fault. And if they experience that you're blaming them for the lack of communication or the lack of being able to resolve conflict, then they're probably going to get defensive. So really talk about, this is the dynamic between us, and I'm part of that too. So, you know, let's just start noticing when we do this, okay? And then what you could do is you start noticing, you go, oh my gosh, this happens a lot. And then you can actually have a conversation between the both of you to explore what strategy you could in place to stop it. Because it is really important you start practicing conflict resolution skills and negotiation skills in these small, simple negotiations, because they are just much easier to work through. And that's where you gain your muscle. And then when you have a really big issue come up, you have a lot of muscle, you know how to do this. It's a bit like weightlifting. You don't start lifting a weight of 50 kilos, you know. I still don't lift that, but you get what I'm trying to say. So you know, you start with a light weight and you do that over and over again. And then you get a really big weight when you know, you're strong and your muscles are strong. So that's what I want you to do, to develop your conflict resolution and negotiation muscle in these small conversations, okay? So a strategy could be, I mean, I'm more happy for you to, you know, go and develop your own strategy or something that you both work, thinks works, and try it out. If it doesn't work, you can always change your strategy as well. But otherwise, I have some ideas for you how you might do that. So when you notice you have one of those niggly conversations that don't seem to get resolved, you stop and you name it. You say, hey, we're doing it again. You know, let's just stop for a moment. And then stop talking for a couple of minutes and breathe in slowly in and breathe in slowly out. So breathe in, breathe in and breathe out. So you could do 4 to 6 seconds breathing in, 4 to 6 seconds breathing out, and do that very, very slowly, okay? This will calm both of you down and will calm your brain down so you're able to actually think clearly again, okay? And then what you could do, so, you know, take responsibility and you say to the other person, okay, what is it that you want to get out of this conversation and what is really important to you about this subject? So for my husband, with the curry example, what was important to him was to spend some time with me after a day and just chat and just do something together and also eat a curry that he really liked because he just didn't want cauliflower in it. But I mean, figure out what it is, right, for that other person, what's important to them, and then listen to them. When it's your turn, then say, well, I would like to say what's important to me. And then you share your view on what's important to you, okay? And when you both really listen, first of all, you both feel really heard. And that is a start. Often when people feel heard, actually the issues that they have can just disappear just by being heard by the other person. But if not, then at least you now know what the actual issue is. And you're not talking about how you never listen and never support. You actually deal with the matter at hand, right? So you listen to each other and then you go, okay, so how can we go about this? Because really, for me, not having cauliflower in a curry doesn't really matter to me, does it? But when I was holding on to, my husband is interfering and he is, you know, in my way and you know, nothing I cook is ever good enough. I wanted to put in cauliflower despite him. So it is, if you stop and then really get into what's important to both of us and then make an agreement and say, okay, let's do this. So our agreement was that we were not putting in cauliflower, but we did put in broccoli and also the cauliflower, because my concern was the cauliflower was going to go off. And he said, well, we'll use it tomorrow and I'll cook something that has it in it. So all the concerns were addressed. Yes. So that is what I want you to do, is to actually go or try out. You don't have to do anything, but this could do. So, you know, get conscious of it, bring it to your partner's attention, and explore a strategy that you could put in place, and then do that strategy and practice that inner conflict resolution muscle on small, simple conversations, and you will prepare yourself really well for if any big conversations come up and really, really important thing that really, really matter. And not only that, you will notice that the atmosphere in your household will actually get so much better. And instead of deteriorating your relationship, because this, you know, all these little conflicts on a daily basis, like, you know, if you have had conflict with someone 20 times that day, you're probably not likely to want to be intimate with them that night, for example. But when you had really good experiences, you do feel like a cuddle or something else. So it's really those little conversations will make a big difference to your connection with your partner. And when you do this well, you'll experience more deeper connection with your partner and love. So I'd love for you to go and try it out and let me know if you want on my Instagram page, the Zanna_Eriks_life_mediation, how you went and how you went with this conversation, what you got out of it, but also, you know, what difference it made. And I would love for you to share this podcast with other people because I want other people to be able to get these skills and make a difference to their relationship. So share it and tag me into it, Lizanna Eriks_life_mediation. And I will see you in the next episode.